Phil Hendry.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the Phil Hendry Show. I wanted to get out to the man's Chinese, because R.C. Collins is out there standing online, as he has been for the last month or so, along with a whole lot of other people. The, of course, sales of tickets for the film Star Wars will be kicking off there at the man's Chinese. But I know you've got this, a lot of stuff has been hitting the news lately, R.C., about advanced ticket sales.
Phil, I think there's been a real disappointment. Can you hear me, Phil?
Yes, I can hear you good.
Big crowd out here tonight as the line keeps getting larger for Star Wars. But I really feel that there's been some disappointment, and I think there's a pall has fallen over the crowd here as the news come down today that the Star Wars ticket is going to be scalped. I'm live at the man's on the Chinese theater here on KFI, R.C. Collins with the first report from the Chinese man. And the
what is a Chinese man? You're at the man's Chinese theater.
Right, it's the China and the man. I haven't slept in a long time, Phil. I'm going through sleep deprivation. And I'll tell you.
What are you talking about? Aren't you guys sleeping out there?
Well, for one thing, I got to tell you something, and I hope you don't get pissed off. Bud Dickman, why don't you explain to what happened?
Hey, Phil, it's Bud Dickman.
Yeah, Bud.
I don't know if I should tell you this or not, but we went up in a canyon about 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
And got some acid.
Yeah, so I dropped about 2 hours ago.
You did what?
You dropped acid.
Wait a minute. I dropped acid 2 hours ago. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, you stupid kid.
What? It's just to enhance the experience of being at a Chinese man.
Well, you come on, dude. You got stuff to do on the air. You dropped acid 2 hours ago?
What is... Dude, this theater looks so bitchin'. You should see it when you're on acid. And you...
I think I am so disappointed in you, I could freaking cry, you dumbass. What kind of acid did you give the phone to Bud?
Here, he wants to give me...
And what are you doing giving that kid acid?
Actually, he wanted me to go up and get some. I told him I
wasn't
going to do it.
Yeah, Phil, don't tell my mom.
Yeah, okay. I will tell your mom. We're just broadcasting 50,000 freaking watts all over the planet Earth. What is wrong with you, man?
Look, Star Wars is a big event. And if you're not on acid, it won't look as bitchin'.
What are you talking about, man?
Oh, the dragon just came to life.
I'm going to hang up, okay?
No, don't hang up, man. You got to talk me down.
I ain't talking you down either.
I'm kidding. Look, the point is, Phil, some bad stuff is going on around here. Oh, Jesus, look at that.
Yeah, look at that. He took his pants off, too.
Put your pants on.
What?
Put your pants back on.
Look at my thing's huge.
Yeah, we're good, bud.
You guys going to pull it together or what?
Bud's face is peeled off.
This is the force report. I got two guys on acid out there.
Hey, look at Bud's face. It's peeling off.
Bud's face peeling off, Phil.
Is your face peeling off, Bud?
Yeah, you sure was.
Tell me what's going on, will you?
All right. First of all, you got to understand something, that they're going to have the tickets, but they're going to be advanced sales of the tickets, okay? And that means that all the people that are standing out here for Star Wars tickets, it's just not fair.
It's not fair.
And we think that what they should do is at least sell tickets first to the people that are in line, and then you do advanced sales.
Just that fair.
I think that there is a better way to do it. Jesus.
What?
Oh, she's...
Look at guys, I'm going to have to break this off, okay? I can't talk to you guys if you're on freaking acid, all right?
Amy, Clevin, Julie,
Hello?
Stand by. Go in line. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1, what?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk.
You're the guy that's on the air right now, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Phil, let me ask you a question.
What?
Am I alive? I mean, really?
Yeah, you're alive, man. Now, what about the scalping, okay?
Well, there won't be any no scalping that we go on, because the many of us would have been standing in line here for the longest time. We feel that that we should get tickets, too. And that's why we're not in favor of it.
Well, the news story here says that bowing to pressure from movie theater owners, 20th Century Fox has backed away from its absolute ban on the selling of advance tickets to the Star Wars prequel. According to a Fox spokesman, it's a bit of a compromise. The theaters have invested a lot of equipment and money into providing the advance ticket service to their customers. They really, really wanted this. And Fox and Lucasfilms originally banned advance ticket sales to stave off scalpers. They've lifted the ban on Friday, which means tickets will become available. They lifted the ban on Friday? Not this Friday. Well, tickets will become available on May 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time at theater and ticket outlets in North America. Okay? Is that this Friday? No, it's not. Anyway, on Friday they announced it. Okay? Hello?
Yeah, I'm just looking at this guy's face. What'd you say?
Look at I said.
Oh, look, I just grew my nut back. Fantastic.
That is really good stuff, isn't it?
Some of that wine.
Anyway, while theaters are restricted from selling more than 12 advance tickets for each person, there are now no formal ways to stop scalpers from snagging multiple tickets. The theater owners promised sellers would watch so that some guy doesn't buy tickets and then get back into line, but if somebody wants to do it, they will. So there's no way of avoiding scalping. That's why they're going to have to do the advance ticket sales, as far as I'm concerned. Right? Right?
Here comes the fun. Get rid of that. How you doing? Yeah, so I think what's going on out here is really bitching, but the people that are standing in line right now for Star Wars tickets don't understand that they're going to let scalpers go, and that's not fair at all.
Okay, that's it. I can't stand it any longer. Because if I'm going out there for a Star Wars report with that nutcase and he's dropping acid now, this is what's going on? That's it. I'm done. No more RC reports. No more Star Wars reports. No more Force reports. Next thing you know, he's eating the telephone. It's just, it's wrong, okay? And somebody ought to go down there and arrest the kid. He's got to get his mom down there and throw a freaking butterfly net over him. He is way out of control. 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. So there you go. There's our Force report. Phil Henry on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And now Alan LaGreen in the KFI Traffic Center.
Yeah.